Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, you're listening to a bonus podcast on Friends with Money. This is Michelle Baltazar, Editor-in-Chief at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Our guest today is Tim Harcourt, Chief Economist at the University of Technology Sydney, or UTS, here in Australia. Tim is an expert on international trade, labour markets, climate innovation, and the economics of sports. Tim, welcome to Friends with Money.
Good to be with you, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Now, yesterday afternoon US time, according to Donald Trump, was Liberation Day. To all of us here in Australia, we thought it was Thursday. Dad jokes aside, share markets have responded to what's being called Tariff Day. Now, Tim, you've been following and analyzing international trade for many years. What do you think of Liberation Day or all these sweeping changes on tariffs?
Well, Michelle, I think the biggest loser in this will be the American worker and the American farmer and consumer, all the people that voted for President Trump. Because ultimately, putting up tariffs is like putting rocks in your own harbour, and you end up hurting your own economy. And all the research shows that the poorest, the working class, the people that bear the brunt of tariffs, and they're the people who supported Donald Trump in his return to the White House.
Now, that's totally contrarian to what he's trying to do, which is apparently bring back businesses and employment in the U.S. But to us here in Australia, again, for all our listeners, they're just ordinary mom and dad investors. What does this mean for us? What industries will be affected? And how will it affect the Australian share market?
Well, it's a little bit better than we had anticipated in terms of a 10% tariff on Australia. For the most part, if you have shares in, say, BlueScope Steel could actually be quite good because they have plants in the United States itself where they may benefit at least in the short term. But for other Australian companies that, you know, have export profiles in Asia, for instance, it's quite bad because it's not so much the 10% on Australia, it's the very high tariffs on Taiwan and China and Vietnam, economies that are very important to Australia. So really the indirect impact on Asia is what concerns me for Australian exporters.
Now, I know that you're a chief economist, not a fund manager, but what would you say to investors who think, should I respond to this? Should I start reassessing my portfolio? Does this have a long-term impact or should I just wait it out?
Look, I still think it's better to wait it out because a lot of this is jitters in terms of the uncertainty in the decision-making. Most people that reduce tariffs usually have a schedule, while Trump seems to be on again, off again with a lot of his decisions based on the politics of the day. So in the long term, I think the fundamentals of Australia are good. And if you look at our industry super funds, if you look at the share market, generally, because we're a small open economy, we do pretty well. So my general advice would be in the long term, you're still going to be okay.
Now, going back to what you mentioned earlier about BlueScope and how BlueScope might actually benefit from this, a typical investor portfolio probably has more of the banking stocks, for example, maybe some of the big brands in terms of consumer goods. Do you think they should be alarmed by this? Will they be affected by this? Or like you said, it's just a general waiting it out and see what kind of how the whole world reacts, if you like.
Yeah, there is a wait and see. I don't think banking stocks will be that much affected mainly because they have a large domestic audience in Australia. In terms of consumer products or imports in the US will cost more, it's more likely than not. However, it could be that some Australian products have a competitive advantage now, given that we've been let off reasonably lightly compared to some of our trading partners. But at the moment, I still think there's no reason to panic, Michelle. I still think that industry funds and the share market in Australia generally is a good performer in the long term.
And finally, any other observations you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Look, I think the important thing to remember is that really China started the trade war when they put tariffs on Australia when we called for an inquiry into COVID-19. And that ended up hurting the Chinese economy, and they ended up getting rid of their tariffs. So to the extent that China started the trade war and backed down and sort of gave President Trump the idea that you can use tariffs for political ends, gives me a little bit of hope in the sense that China really backed off that. And countries often have the realization that putting up tariffs is actually detrimental to the country that puts them up.
Well, fingers crossed, definitely, that we come to a world 12 months from now where everything's settled down and we can get on with what we've been doing, what industry funds are doing, just looking after long-term investments and retirement savings. Tim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. Lovely to be on your program.
No dramas. Thank you once again for listening to this bonus podcast. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy-to-understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.